The remedies of the world are not workable. Everybody's doing what's right in their own eyes just led to destruction. There's a way that seems right unto man, and the way ends up in death and destruction. That's not what we're looking for. We're looking for life. We're looking for hope that's real. We're looking for the presence and power that's higher than any other power. And we have that. We have that grace. We have that glory. But we also have that decision to be marked for life. To have the circumcision of our heart that will cut us free. And I want to go into the second part of having the circumcision of heart that you understand and know that you cannot be attached to some difficulty, some sickness and disease that did not come from Father God. The circumcision of the heart will make you marked for life. He will sever you from soul ties that are not beneficial to you, cutting you free. That circumcision of heart will also make your life circumcision ready to be separate from darkness, defeat, unbelief, fear, doubt, falsehood, false authority, accusation. It's just like, who cares? It's not part of you. It's severed from you. The Bible talks about being a new creature in Christ Jesus. All things pass away. Behold, all things become new. New name written down in glory. You don't have to be attached to the old. You don't have to be attached to the ties of the past. You can do as the Apostle Paul did. He was walking in darkness. He thought he was in the light. He was walking in the kingdom of God, which he thought he was in before. He thought he was doing God a favor by killing the Christians and trying to destroy Christianity. And here he was, an enemy of God. But he said he did it out of ignorance. When he came to the light, he was no longer accepted amongst the religious leaders. Open up your eyes, you know. You want those cataracts removed from your eyes so that you can see clearly when others are still not seeing at all. That you can see what they could not see. You can see what you could not see before. That you have that circumcision of heart that gives you eyes to see. You can have the circumcision that causes your ears to hear what the Spirit of God is saying unto the church. Come on. He's speaking unto the church. And that doesn't mean that the world has ears to hear what the Spirit of God is saying unto the church. They don't have eyes to see the glory of God. They don't have eyes to see what you see. But you want to be blind so that you can become a part of a society of blindness? I don't know of anybody that's blind that wants not to see. You know, they would like to see. So is there anybody that can see that would like to be blind? Would we like our blind, their blindness? Would we like their darkness? Would we like their defeat? Would we like their depression? So when we walk into this day, let this day be a day of severance for you. Severing. Just like the eighth day, the birthing was taken place 8 days before, and they came and they did the act and service of circumcision in the house of God. That's where it was, at the temple, for the most part. If they could go there, that's where Jesus went. That's where they dedicated him. They were circumcised the eighth day. And that made a mark on him. He was never just a child to blend into society. He was different, set aside for the purpose of God. We know that took place the day that you were born again. But then when we choose the sanctification of the Spirit. And we choose to walk in the Spirit and not the flesh. We choose the wisdom that comes from God rather than that which is in the world, which is earthly and sensual. That does not take you where you want to be. You may tell you a good story, but it has a very sad and bad ending. Ever start reading a book and it starts out good and it has a bad ending? I know that my sister, when she gets a book, she'll read the first part of it in the last chapter, and if it doesn't have a good ending, she's not going to read the rest of it, you know? And why waste your time? Why waste your time? You know, we talk about fairy tales of having a happy ever after ending, and people fantasize that, and that's just in the imagination of man to write a story that has a happy forever outcome. But that greatest story is told in the Bible. That greatest story is not a fairy tale. It's not fictitious. It is our reality that we will have a happy ever after ending. It doesn't end here, by the way. Doesn't end with your problem. Doesn't end with your pain. Doesn't end with your failure. Doesn't end with anything that is negative or dark or difficult or depressing. You are translating into the kingdom of God, which is the kingdom of light, where there's no darkness, there's no sickness, there's no failure, there is no end to that continuity of success. There's nothing that can steal, kill, and destroy you or what you receive from God in heaven. So it doesn't end here. But then, we ask him to open up the windows of heaven and pour out his Spirit, pour out his miracles, pour out revival, pour out the blessings where he has no sorrow to them. So we're children of the kingdom, and just because you're on earth doesn't mean that you're void of life, void of blessings, void of victory, void of power, void of the Spirit of God, void of the knowledge of God, void of his wisdom, knowledge, counsel, and understanding. Indeed, you are a carrier of it, so that it segregates you from the very things of this world that become stranger and stranger to you, because you know that that's where there's deceit. That's where there's pain. That's where there is a promise unfulfilled. That's where there's broken covenants, broken relationships. That's where the thieves and the robbers dwell, in the darkness, in the defeat, in the depression, in all of the disease and canker, and ready to be destroyed. Isn't it great when he says that he will rebuke the destroyer for your sake? I just visualize the sword of the Lord breaking you free, even this day, this 8 days, from the old to the new. So that the old thing that kept you entrapped, the old thought that kept you from hearing his higher thoughts, that clouded your mind, so that you could not hear what he had to say unto the church. That he did not come to convey bad news. It was always good news. Good is the word of the Lord. So if it's bad news, then it's not God's news, and it is not of God. And what we get from God is not of this world. Has a permanency about it, because not only does he watch over the good news of his word to perform it, and the good news of God produces faith to receive it, and courage to stand in it when all hell breaks loose around you, that doesn't make a difference to you, because you're not going that way. You're not going to be engulfed in the darkness, even though it's all around you. You are a bright light that cannot be penetrated at all. No matter what it is, how dark it is, you are light. How great the night is, you are children of the day. You are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. You are set free by Christ himself. And the sword of the Lord brings deliverance to you and severs you from the illegitimate, from the naysayers, from the fear, from the doubt, from your past mistakes. Cut, break free. Is this helping anybody today? We don't have to walk in darkness. We walk in the light. We don't go backwards to the past, the pain, the problems, the loss, the failed harvest, the canker worms, the powder worms, the caterpillars. The enemy plots. The wolves. We don't walk that way. Circumcision of the heart. Cut you free. That which is of the past is past, and that which is of the past that you're dead to it, and alive under Jesus Christ. There's always light. There's always light. Who is our healer, our deliverer, who is when the orders are set by the light of his word, there is no darkness in his word. There's no deceit in his word. There's nothing in his word that will harm the people of God. It happens to be the bread of life. His word is spirit and life, not darkness and death. His spirit is the spirit of God. It says it's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord, which is not void of his word. His spirit is embedded in his word to break you free and break you out and sever you from the yesterdays of your life that have no power over you. Cutting you free. People talk about word curses, generational curses, generational demons, whatever come up behind you, you're severed from it. Because you chose not to be like a sinful ancestor, acting like them, walking like them, thinking like them, being like them, sinners and stealers and killers and destroyers and abusers and all the things that you can see coming up from behind you, because you're separated and segregated from that. You are a new creature. You've got a new name written down in glory. Your ancestors can't put it on you. Cut, break free. Segregated from the past. They want to put it on you, but it doesn't fit. Those baby clothes don't fit you. That severance in the heart. You're brand new. And I believe that number 8 is just a marker on this year. It's on your calendar. Day 8, day of something new. Behold, look, I make all things new. So that does not have the element of the old, because the circumcision of the heart cuts it off, cuts you free, cuts off the chains, cuts off the fetters, cuts out the venoms and all those things. come to steal, kill, and destroy don't belong to you. You don't belong to yourself. You're not your own. You've been bought with a price, and the mark is on you for life. It's a new life, not the old makeover, redo, fix it upper. You're not a fixer upper, taking some old shack and kind of fix it up and make it like a mansion. Isn't what God is doing at all. He says there's going to be a demolition. There's going to be a separation. There's going to be a transformation. There's going to be a new creation. I don't want the garbage. I don't want the darkness. I can't use it. I can't use the abuse. I can't use the extortion. I can't use the condemnation. I can't use the besetting sin. I can't use the failed harvest. I'm not going to resurrect them. I don't need that old manna. Don't carry it into the new year, because it'll get wormy. You don't need it. It won't nurture you. It'll stink to high heaven. You just see the sword of the Lord. As we can just take this day and say, look, this is a new day where I have new thoughts, not old ones. Where I have the new way, not the old. That was tried and not true, not real, not workable, and ended up a dead end street. Anybody ever go on those dead end streets where you thought it was the way? You thought it would work for you. God says, nah, we're not going to go on that path. We're not going to go backwards. We're going to go forward. We're not going to go around in circles. We're not going to go through a maze. We're not going to go and have you banging your head up against a brick wall. This day the walls come tumbling down. This day the barriers are removed. This day that we go forward from fear to faith, from unbelief, certain trust in God. The fear and doubt and unbelief that everybody wants to pile on you, you just are not a participant of. You're not there to be dumped on. You're there to be separate. You're there to push it back. A new way, a new thought, God, a new plan is a new vision. Because all those former things for you passed away. His mark on you for life. Now, I'm not just saying that this is the day of circumcision for you. Let us call it the day of circumcision for the year. Because you've been there. You've done that. You've been born again. You have been sanctified. But you know what? There are times when things of yesterday want to encroach on your day today. And to bring into your path obstacles that don't belong. They don't belong to you. You belong to God. He does not want you stumbling over these stumbling blocks of the past. Cut you free for this year. A new year started. That's the birthing of the baby. New year. And then on the eighth day today, let's just call this the day when we got that mark on us for this year. That mark that I'm not going back there. I'm not repeating. I'm not doing it again. I am not facing that same Goliath, that same giant, that those same lying spirits. Cut you free. Break you free from these soul ties and illegitimate connections. Holding onto the good things. Shedding the bad. And going forward into the new that God creates for you. Now, as long as old things continue new things can't emerge. So let us stand on the new of the good of God, which is everything, of the good word, which is every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God, the bread of life, not death, the word that heals, not destroys. He came to destroy the works of the devil, not you. He came to heal the sick. He came to transform. He came to deliver, not put you in bondage. So let us see the sword of the Spirit today, cutting you free from the past. That's it. No more connections. Not going there. The roadblock is not for you. It's for the enemy that wants to catch up with you. For he's your rear guard. Yeah. He's the one taking you forward out of all the reach of those that are trying to abuse you. Because, you know, you may not be able to see everything in your past, and you're not supposed to, but the Lord said, don't worry about it, I'm your rear guard. You just go forward. Don't worry about the past. Can't catch up with you. Can't destroy you. Past is past, and past is dead, but you're alive in me. I'm alive, you're alive, I live forevermore. You live and move and have your being in me. And we don't need to go back. We need to go forward and to shed off those things that were causing us to feel and talk and believe like the world. Isn't that true? You're in the world, but you're not of the world. But you're around it long enough where we can start talking like them, walking like them, thinking like them, hoping like them, hopeless, fearing like them, doubting like them, being like them, blending in, because we would rest one acceptance, but it comes to the point in our life where, we can't accept the unacceptable. We cannot tolerate the dark. We want to be in the light, walk in the light, be the light, and shed abroad that light. So we don't have room to be connected with darkness in our life. We don't have room for depression. We have only room for praise. We don't have room for fear and doubt and unbelief. We have room only for trust, and we don't have room for defeat. We only have room for victory. We're cut off from defeat, cut off from depression, cut off from the diabolical works of the devil. Cut off from identification with that. That we are marked to be different, to be sanctified, set apart, holy unto the Lord. And then we present our bodies, our lives unto God. So present yourself unto God, which is your reasonable service. Don't be conformed to the world. Present yourself unto God. Well, what if I have a lot of baggage? That's what today is about. Cut it out. Cut it out. You don't cut it out. You do the presentation to yourself under God. Come as you are. You know, well, I've done that. I'm saying, sure. I've been sanctified, sure. And it's a process. And it's a progress. It's not just an occurrence. So we are saved, we are sanctified the moment we're born again, but then we are continually cleansed from all unrighteousness. We are continually sanctified and set aside. So we can pick up some babies along the way last year. How many want to carry that into this year? No thanks. No weight. No sins. No burdens. No sicknesses, no diseases, no diabolical works of the devil. This is to be our day of severance. This is marking us to be different, to stand up, stand strong, and to be different. different. Not just to look different, but to be different. Not just to have people see us, but to have us be us. Do you understand? We're not an illusion. We're not a fake and a phony. Mm-hmm. We're not feigned love. We're not feigned faith. We're the real thing, the real deal. So it's not what they think about you, say about you, believe about you, but what can you believe? What can you believe? That you're a new creature, that you are sanctified under God for His service, that you are light, that you are salt, that you're a believer and not a doubter, that you are in the kingdom of God and not standing on the outside, that you are one that trusts in God, that you know that He's supreme and superior and preeminent, and that He lives in you, and He's the wall of fire about you, and the glory of God within you all the time. That He's not a part-time God, not a part-time Savior, not a part-time deliverer, not a part-time Word. It's a perfect Word. It's complete. He's not just a part-time co-author. Isn't it great that He's the author and finisher of your faith, that you didn't have to co-author with Him? Because the minute you started adding stuff in there, He'd have to take it out. So you're not a, you're co-laborer with Him, but you're not a co-author. You're not a co-designer. You're not a co-builder and maker. Our builder and maker is God. You're His workmanship, and you work His works, not yours. The works that glorify Him, because He's the God of glory in the midst of you. So I believe this is a day that for the rest of this year, that we're done. We're done with 2022. The good, the bad, the ugly, because it wasn't good enough. It wasn't great enough. You know, we don't need yesterday's men and today, because it's going to be full of worms and stink. So your provision yesterday is not your provision today. You don't need the same thing. You don't need moldy bread, stale bread. The bread from heaven, the show bread, was always fresh daily. And it was also on display. And it was also for the priests that were kings and priests under the Lord. So you can eat the show bread that everybody can see you eat at the table of the Lord. He sets a table before you in the midst of your enemies. They can't eat it. It's set aside for those that are segregated unto Him, kings and priests unto Him. That they eat. They eat the best. They eat the fresh. Fresh bread from heaven. Fresh blessings. We ask no sorrow for them. There's no hook in them. God doesn't love you because you're so lovely. He makes you lovely because He loves you. See the difference? It isn't what you can give to God. It's what He has given to you that you recognize and give part of it back to Him. Just in honor of Him. And then what does He do with the rest of it? He increases it so that you're blessed so much. And those that hang on to what God wants as His portion find out they never have enough, or you have more than enough. Anybody identify with that? Did you eat today if you wanted to? No? Did you have enough? You did. Have more than enough? More than enough gas to get here? Even if you're going on Zoom, it'll still get you there and get you to the gas station. Isn't it true? You had more than enough and said you didn't have any. Said you were, you know, past the point of possibility. And you said, I'm going to keep on going on. The devil may try to turn me around, but I'm keep on holding on. So we hold on with unfailing hand. And what's really great about it is that He holds on to yours tighter than you're holding on to Him. He's got you. So today, let us break free with the sword of the Lord everything that is past disappointments, past failures, past things, past failed harvests, past alignments that were assigned by Satan. It's not every alignment you have was aligned with God. You know, Satan has a lot of counterfeits, past lies and past deceit, past things that have nothing to do with your assignment, with your position, and with your promotion that you have from God. You see, if we're carrying around all that garbage, we don't have enough room for the new. And the new, I say, is near, and it is now. It is going to cut us free from past things that would try to creep up and attach itself to you. But you've got the mark of God on you. You are separated unto Him for His service. Free to be all that He wants you to be. Free from everything that the devil did, that the devil tried, that the devil says is your destiny. And you're just saying, no way, I'm not going there. I'm not staying there. I'm not going to abide there. I'm pulling up everything that belongs to me that is a good and perfect gift from God, and we're going into our future that begins right now.